back in December, we spoke to Conor Carmody, Programme Director of the Innovation Exchange. And it connects corporates facing digital transformation challenges with scaling technology companies that can solve their problems. Well, he mentioned at the time that they were planning to roll it out in different parts of the country. Well, on this coming Monday, the Innovation Exchange will launch its Kerry chapter at the RDI Hub in Killarney. And Conor Carmody joins us now again to talk about this. Conor, good evening. You're very welcome back to the show.
Mary, thanks for having me on, and good evening. We spoke before Christmas and I mentioned that we were looking to start rolling out the Innovation Exchange around the country. And to remind your listeners, the Innovation Exchange connects corporates with SMEs and looks to kind of build an ecosystem of collaboration for big companies and large companies to buy and sell from each other. And it's in line with the kind of digital innovation strategy. And we mentioned that we had launched last year, we'd had some good early success, and that as part of our strategy, rolling this initiative around the country was very important to us. And so I'm delighted that next Monday we'll be launching with Minister Foley in the RDI Hub in Killorglin, and we're delighted to be coming down. We've been working with Liam and the team. Liam Cronin runs the RDI Hub. We've been working with them over the last month, and we've been preparing for this launch. We've been meeting with businesses in Kerry, large and small, and there seems to be a great appetite. So on Monday, we'll meet, as I said, with Minister Foley, and we'll do the formal launch, but we are well underway and open for business and looking and hoping to work with companies across Kerry and indeed across the wider Munster region.
Yes, so you're hoping to match up maybe smaller tech companies that can solve problems for maybe some of the bigger companies.
Indeed, and that's at the core of what we do, Mary. So the Innovation Exchange at its heart says that our belief and proven over the last 12 months is that there are large corporates in Ireland and they're looking to buy innovative solutions from the smaller SMEs in Ireland, and they struggle sometimes to find those. And on the other hand, our research tells us that small SMEs want to sell into these larger corporates and indeed have the technical skills and capability to deliver really good solutions to the corporates, and they can't get to talk to each other. So we've been, over the last year, building an ecosystem which puts those corporates and those SMEs into an ecosystem. We work with the SMEs to skill them up and make sure that they have the right capability and commercial skills, technical abilities, and then we carefully put them and match them with corporates. And so far, we've been quite successful. We've seen last year over 25 corporates join us. We have over 400 people have worked with us since we started, attended some of our events. They've come along to our pitches. And our process really is quite clear. We find a corporate, and we're hoping from next week that we can find some in Kerry, in Munster. But we find a corporate, we ask them to come and detail a challenge to us, to our members. And our members then listen to what that challenge is, what is the corporate trying to address. And then they come back and they pitch solutions that they think will address that. And so far, we've had a number of deals that have been completed, and we have had also a pipeline built up of about 20 companies that are engaging in longer term discussions with the corporates. So after about 12 months, it seems to us that we've hit on something that is good for Ireland, and it is good for corporates and good for the SMEs.
And the RDI Hub is really an ideal location to launch the Innovation Exchange here in Kerry, because it's home to so many tech startups and established businesses.
Oh, it's fantastic. We were down there a couple of weeks ago meeting with the team and meeting with some of the SMEs and indeed the corporates. We had some good meetings, early stage, but some really good meetings. And yeah, I mean, I was blown away, well, by the location. It's fantastic. And then by just the technology that they've deployed, the building that they've built, and indeed then the people. And it's all always comes back to people. But the SMEs that we met in the building are developing some really slick and cool technological solutions. And we really look forward to having them on board. So I did mention to you the last time we had opened up with Galway, and they've been a fantastic partner. And we have huge hopes and expectations for the RDI Hub and a great team that we've met down there. And we hope that they'll be joining us officially, although we're working with them closely already, but officially from next Monday.
Obviously, as well as the startups, you're looking for the corporates to get on board then as well. So you'll be looking for those big corporates in Kerry here to hopefully get on board with the Innovation Exchange.
We most certainly will. And if I may mention, as well as our launch next Monday, we have a live broadcast event on Tuesday at 12 o'clock. And if anyone is interested, that they could go to theinnovationexchange.ie and register their interest for that. And at that, we'll be showcasing both Ryanair will come along to talk about their experience with the Innovation Exchange, we'll be talking to a company called Pembroke Digital about a challenge. It's a live challenge that they'll be delivering for us, and we'll hear from some of our SMEs who have done deals and made it work. So that's next Tuesday at 12. It's a live broadcast, and you can find details on innovationexchange.ie. But yes, Mary, we're looking for corporates and we're looking for SMEs in Kerry to come and join us. And we believe that what we're offering is a really well-curated ecosystem that works for both parties and allows them to kind of grow business together. It allows them to collaborate and ultimately drive some new innovations for both parties.
You mentioned there about that event on Tuesday that there will be a company detailing its challenge and looking for a solution.
Yeah.
Is that how it usually works then when a corporate comes to you and they're looking for a solution? I mean, how do you kind of get it across to, or how, I suppose, can they get in contact with the small companies? Do you hold an event to get them all together, or how does it work?
Yes, so we host a corporate challenge. So when we go to find a company like a Ryanair or a Pembroke who'll be with us next Tuesday, or we've had AXA, Glanbia, Musgraves, Bord Nemona, we go to them and we sit down with the corporate in the first instance and we try to understand what it is that they're trying to fix. What are the problems? And large corporates have lots of different challenges. We can't fix all of them, but we can help in some of them. And after having identified a challenge, we ask them to come and do a webinar with us. And that's a live webinar. The corporate comes on and they pitch the problem that they're trying to solve. And we would have maybe 50 or 60 SMEs on that call. And we have an open session. The corporates are very willing to share their problems, and they talk about how they're going to buy, and they talk about their procurement process, and they talk about kind of the challenges that they face and their infrastructure. And our SMEs listen intently on that call, and they get a chance to question and to talk to the corporate. And having done that, they then follow back with us and they send us a submission and they say, listen, I heard company X, the large corporate, talking, and I think I could address their problem in this way. And we then get into a curated process where we take those submissions, we go back to the corporate, we sit down with them, we explain the amount of submissions we've received and the ones we like and what we work, and we have a good working session. And having done that and completed that, we have a number. Not every submission is right for the corporate. Sometimes they'll say, look, we have that, or we don't need this, or we don't want that. We end up at a core group of maybe 5 to 7 submissions that the corporate then engages with directly, and then we get into pitching and they go in and they try and really do a deep dive and understand. So what we're doing is building a sales funnel or a sales pipeline for the SMEs into those corporate partners. We curate it. We run, I guess, 2, maybe 3 corporate challenges a month. Next Tuesday, we'll hear from Elvries, the retail group here in Ireland, and they have some very specific sustainability challenges that they're trying to address. And sustainability is obviously top of everyone's agenda at the moment. And they will pitch those sustainability challenges to us, and our SMEs will then try to respond. So we do that 2-3 times a month, and we're continually building corporate challenges, and we're then managing the SME submissions in the background. And while all of that's going on, we also are kind of upskilling our SMEs, because, you know, we're funded by Skillnet Ireland. They are a learning talent development agency on behalf of the government. And as part of this whole process, we are delivering learning programs. And specifically, we spend a lot of time around the commercial skills required, the pitching, the sales, discovery, the pipeline management. Our guys, mostly the SMEs, are very good at technology, and we help them upskill themselves in the delivery of the commercial kind of aspects of their business. So not alone are we creating deal flow for the corporates and for the SMEs, we're then, in line with the Skillnet Ireland mandate, we're also delivering a training aspect to it as well, which is fantastic.
And at the event on Monday, when you're launching the Innovation Exchange at the RDI Hub in Killorglin, is it something that SMEs who are in tech who maybe would like to get involved, and as well as corporates, is it something that they can attend?
Well, places are limited, but if anyone wanted to go to the Innovation Exchange or info@innovationexchange.ie, they could drop us a note and we'd certainly be interested in having a chat. If we can't fit them into this event, we'll certainly be in touch and we'd love to kind of talk to them. So there are limited places. Please do drop us a note. We'd love to chat. And if we can't, as I say, get you in, we certainly will connect with you and see can we then get you into our ecosystem. It's an exciting place for an SME who's looking to grow national and indeed international sales. A lot of the companies we're bringing in have international aspects to them. So we're offering that opportunity as well.
Oh, super. Okay. And of course, if anyone can't attend and they want to find out more information, the website, theinnovationexchange.ie, all the information is available there.
Everything you need is there. So theinnovationexchange.ie, and we'd love to hear from you. So if you're in Kerry, if you're an SME or indeed a corporate and you're listening to this and you want to get involved, go onto the website. We'd love to chat with you.
Well, look, Conor, thanks so much for joining us and the very best of luck at the launch on Monday.
Thanks for having me on, Mary.
Conor Carmody, Programme Director of the Innovation Exchange there.